The attack happened as Israel celebrated 74 years of independence. This time in Elad, an ultra-Orthodox city in the center of the country, Elad is very close to the occupied West Bank.
We do not have full indication if it's a one terrorist or more. We are conducting a chase after him. We have a helicopter with us, and we are setting roadblocks in order to catch him.
Residents came out to protest in the aftermath. It's the latest in a series of attacks carried out by individuals across Israel, which has left at least 14 Israelis dead. A spokesperson for Hamas reacted by saying these attacks were the result of Israel's occupation of Palestinians. UN Middle East envoy Tor Venneslund tweeted, saying he was appalled by the attack and that it was deplorable that Hamas and others continue to glorify and encourage such acts. Israeli media replayed a clip from Hamas's leader in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, who in a fiery speech last week called on Palestinians to protect the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, referring to the recent escalations at the site by the entry of Jewish religious ultranationalists and encouraging individual attacks. Defense Minister Benny Gantz met with the military chief of staff, and the Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett was being updated on the situation. The border crossings from Gaza and the occupied West Bank had been closed since Tuesday afternoon due to Memorial Day and Independence Day in what is standard procedure doing events like these in Israel. The West Bank closure has now been extended until Sunday as a result of this attack. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.